Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Rocking on the show today, the top three pizza toppings, fish flip-flops, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the off-the-air podcast...
It was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the off-the-air podcast. We call it off-the-air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Looks like we've got us a convoy.
Breaker, breaker, this is intern boy.
Hi, I'm Oliver Lang. The song Convoy is about two friendly trucker gentlemen from San Francisco who decide to join other fellow truckers for a cross-country trip. After breaking several state and federal laws, the convoy grows to over 1,000 strong. Though the song is inconclusive, we are led to believe that they were never apprehended by the many police and military authorities, which were pursuing them on the ground and in the air. This song single-handedly inspired thousands of CB radio purchases in the late 70s. While I do not personally condone such illegal behavior, I can appreciate the entertainment value that such a song provides. Oh. Also, there was a truck full of pigs, and it stunk real bad.
Yay!
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, what is this, the 2020 still?
It is.
Really something, isn't it? Isn't it something?
Yeah. Still plenty to look forward to this year.
Yeah, what? Maybe Frank Sinatra can do, it wasn't a very good year.
Yeah. We got the election riots coming up. Come on.
It is going to be exciting. What city is it going to be? We'll have to. Or cities.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Not a good year to be the Chamber of Commerce in a lot of places.
Holy hell.
Yeah, we. Hey, I got a gift sent to me.
You did? What? What'd you get?
I don't know.
Can we open it in just a second? Well, I've got some scissors over here.
Okay, yeah, I'll be patient.
Okay, wait, can you grab that, please?
Huh, phone call. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie, you don't sound good.
Man, I don't know if this corona thing don't get me, then I'm pretty sure homeschooling will.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, Christy, I'm on week two of this, and being a teacher stinks. I'm exhausted by noon, and I'm only teaching one kid. and I love her kid, but Woofie ain't always that bright. Like, last Friday, I'm teaching him social studies,
yes.
And I'm writing on the chalkboard about, about them tick explorers. Lewis and Clark, how they was expediting all over Alaska and Puerto Rico.
Well, that's true.
And then all of a sudden, I get tagged in the back of the head with a spit wad. And I turn around real quick, and Whoopi looks down and starts writing real quick, like it wasn't him. I said, Wolfgang Lee Baker, you're the only kid in the room. There's got to be at least two of you to have deniable plausibility, so put that on your homework list and vocabulary now. Christy?
Yes?
Do you have any dumbasses on your side of the family? Because this can't be coming from the sperm egg side.
Well.
And he does it. You know, an hour Zoom call once a day with this real teacher to check in, which means now I got to clean up every day so it don't look like he's, you know, Zooming from hoarders. And how in the hell am I supposed to do my real job when I got him asking me about the Magna Carta and the Battles of the Bulge every 20 minutes? He starts asking me about the Battle of the Bulge the other day, and I was like, I think that's that thing Vince Neil from Motley Crue's been suffering from the past decade. Yet he still refuses to wear a shirt on stage. You know, I remember back in my U.S. history class, I had this teacher named Miss Treif. She was fresh out of college and so hot. Josh, you need a fire extinguisher.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And she'd sit on the edge of her desk and cross her legs back and forth, you know, like as tenderonies do, wearing them pearly white kid loafers, just dangle one off the end of her toes. I swear to God. Even whenever she'd ask me to go up and write something on the chalkboard, I'd have to deal with the biggest Battle of the Bulge ever, too.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
I mean, it'd take four Sherpas to conquer what I was building. And so I'd have to start thinking about, like, Pete Rose or antiques or dissecting the fetal pig again. Just anything to conquer that thing, you know? In my bugle boy jeans. It was so obvious. I remember one day she sent me a principal's office because she thought I'd smuggled in a can of Pringles. Swear to God. Well, I'd better go. Chick's got presents to open, and school's about to start. I even got my lesson planned for today.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Donnie.
I gotta go.
Donnie's hitting the road, by the way. Now, Josh?
Yes, yeah.
You have a gift?
Yeah, there's somebody.
Nice
send something here.
Do you want some scissors?
Please, yeah. Just throw them to me if you would.
Okay, just
throw them over there.
End over end. Here you go. Okay.
Oh, he did throw him.
Yep. You wonder what that is.
He was out to hurt me.
Yeah.
I
didn't throw
Let
them.
Let the scissors
over.
Land where they may.
Okay, so Josh is tearing. I already see.
It's the flabongo.
The flabongo has made it.
Yes, now, this is a beer bong made of a plastic flamingo. It's got the Bob and Tom Show logo on it.
Oh, and it's... Look at that, customized with my Instagram handle there.
Look at
that. That Josh Arnold. Yeah, so...
Have you ever used one of these before, Josh?
I've never used the flabongo, no.
I can give you a lesson.
Okay, yeah.
So what's the secret to this thing?
I think the secret is a couple of shots before you try it, actually. Yeah.
So, now, does it have directions, Josh?
Well, I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Pour the beer in one end and suck it out the other.
Yeah, put your mouth over the beak and suck.
Well, you fill it with the beer first and keep your finger over the, is it the mouth of the
flamingo?
Like a beer bong.
Yeah, just like a beer bong. Mm-hmm. And then when you're ready,
What does the literature say that accompanied the...
it's just a very nice note about how they're fans of the show. And they originally mentioned on the air here on this show in 2007.
Whoa.
That's when I'm kidding. Huh.
Yeah, that's when I got mine when they sent it the first time.
And you can find them following Jimmy Buffett around, the last six summers they were able to. Not this one, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a natural for Buffett.
Right back, Thank you, Nick, at Flabongo.
So we'll have to try this out at some point.
Yeah, flabongo.com.
Okay, well, thank you.
You could really put any liquid in there, right? Doesn't have to be beer.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I would think scalding hot coffee would be interesting.
Oh, boy, yeah, that would hurt.
Maybe we should just do a bottle of water, Tom.
Remember when I bonged a bowl of cereal once? Out of an actual beer bong.
What? Really? What kind of cereal were
Lucky
you?
Lucky Charms.
Oh, no kidding.
What? It did not work at all.
Would it get stuck in the tube?
It did get... It got stuck in the funnel, so I just ended up bonging a bunch of milk and had to sprint to the bathroom.
Yeah, but don't you love that cereal milk? It's all sugary.
Yeah, but it wasn't... It hadn't stayed in with the cereal enough. Long enough.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So
I don't think anyone's really eating Lucky Charms.
No?
I don't know where...
My kids do.
That cereal's going, but...
Oh, my kids love Lucky Charms.
Really?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, let's move forward here. We have more sports to get to.
Oh, look at that.
No, he's done with sports.
I already said
that. That'll fit. Yeah.
Yep. That's going to fit.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy!
This is a kind of an interesting story. You can now get flip-flops that look like fish. They're plastic sandals, and they appear to have you stuff your feet into a raw fish. The fish-like footwear is a signature product of a company called Cotties. Cotties classic fish flops are available in green and orange in both men's and women's sizes. They also sell mackerel fish flops, salmon fish flops, tuna fish flops.
These
and
are really what are, funny looking.
This is the one thing that I don't get. What are fish flop flip flops?
They look, it looks like
just
your,
a regular fish? I mean, any it, kind of fish?
I believe it's like, sole.
Is this the right?
Looks like your foot is inside a fish.
Huh. The company was started in 2018 by Jack Bennett, who signs his emails Flounder and Director.
I don't know if they're flip-flops. They're more like
Crocs.
Slippers.
Yeah.
And describes Cotties as fun, unique, and real comfy, just when we need when we're stuck inside like sardines.
They're funny, yeah.
Make your own. Repurpose your big mouth Billy Bass that you had lying around for years.
They're disgusting looking.
Oh, they're hilarious.
I like them, yeah.
These would also be great for a Buffett concert.
Yes.
You bring your flabongo and your
fish flops.
Fish feet.
If you have hammer toes, you get the hammerhead shark.
Sure.
Oh, they have bass. Oh, my God.
They're so funny looking. What's the name? Where do you get them?
Cotties. Cotties.
Cotties wow. Fish flops.
Oh, God, they're hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Under $25.
Oh.
Yeah, it says, be the fish out of water. Wow. Cotties is the place with the most out there footwear. There you go.
I wonder if they make like a squishy noise.
I bet they make your feet sweat.
And your toes come out the fish. Imagine that the fish is lying on the ground. Your toes come out the mouth.
Yeah. They're more like a Nike sandal, kind of, just the...
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah, if you get that perspective, they look. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
So, Josh, you could have bass to mouth.
Yeah, you could have bass to mouth.
They actually do have a fish flip-flop that is an actual flip-flop. And they have banana splits.
Oh, really?
You can wear a banana split on your feet?
Yes.
These are hilarious.
Bananas.
Cotties, Cotties. Mm-hmm. We'll put a link to this on the various Bob and Tom social media sites. I wanted to talk to Mr. Godwin again about a story from last week. This story was floating around the news. If you watched any television news over the weekend, this was everywhere. And involved a woman who had applied online to get her driver's license renewed in Tennessee. And when it arrived, instead of the photograph that they had used prior to that, it was a photograph of a chair.
Empty chair.
It looked like the empty chair from the license branch.
Yeah, where you would sit and they would take your picture. Sure, yeah.
Obviously, someone had triggered the thing and it went off there.
Yeah.
Do I hear Neil Diamond?
DMV is fine. You may wait in line some of the time. But the mood is sort of tense. Folks mean well, sometimes it's hell, and you know their system doesn't make much sense. Well, I'm Chicago born and raised, but nowadays I'm living in the South. Tennessee's fine, it's my new home. I have to get a license, a person has to drive. I am insured. Took the test right there. I get my license in the mail. It's a picture of a chair. What? I am a chair. Well, it's just not fair. They took a photo of a person who wasn't there, leaving me without a photo ID.
Oh, boy.
That felt good.
A tribute to the great Neil Diamond.
Indeed.
Not even the chair. Boy, that's such a great song with one of the worst lyrics of all time.
Second verse is much better.
Looking forward to some more music from Pat Godwin. We have a
Did
lot
Pat
to
get a
to.
Haircut? Is that what happened over the weekend?
Yeah, he's not real happy.
And some
with
sun?
It, really.
Mm-hmm. Did you really get some sun, Pat?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I burned, yeah.
Grandpa so Joe out there at the pool.
Hey, ladies, looking good today. Once again, Pat's at his new bachelor pad, and you get it all getting it all decorated?
Yes, not really. I didn't get all the stuff from the east yet.
But have you met any of the ladies at the pool?
I have, yeah. We're all distanced.
Have
out
you
there.
Ever tried the line, I haven't been able to, you know, have sex for 5 or 6 years? I guess it would just take the ideal
right lady
woman
to break the
be
spell.
Able to excite me.
That would only work if you were standing on a bale of money.
Just saying.
Well, he is. I had to drop something off at Pat's over the weekend. He is close what? To you, Josh, isn't he?
Oh, like,
I mean you guys could. I mean,
it's like a 2 minute walk.
Yeah.
You've been in Godwin's house, and just now you're telling us?
I was not in.
Oh, okay.
He met me in the parking lot, he and Jimmy. I did not go in.
Well,
I'm not stupid.
I asked her.
Now, Jimmy was there, so you went back to your car, your hubcaps were gone. And,
yeah, Jimmy, the 9-year-old truant.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, hello, Bob and Tom. Hey, man, it's Larry King at your service.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good. Hey, you cats like golf, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah, did you catch any of the PGA golf tournament over the weekend?
A little bit.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to a golf expert, John Feinstein, coming up.
Yeah, he's cool. It was pretty exciting. I'm a big golf fan. I always have been. I was watching this weekend's tournament, the Wyndham Championship, and obviously it was sponsored by a nice hotel chain.
Right.
Right? Okay, but some golf tournaments are not as picky with their sponsorship. I remember I attended a tournament last year called Big Bart's Truck Stop Open.
Oh, really? How about that? Hmm.
Yeah, it was difficult for the golfers to focus. Every time they went to hit a tee shot, an air horn would go off.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's Big Bart.
You know that. Yeah. They didn't play for money. First prize was a year of free showers at Big Bart's truck stop. Mm-hmm. Second place was a date with 74-year-old cashier Brenda Sutton. Now, what she lacks in looks, she makes up for with her smoker's cough.
Oh, good.
And an out-of-control neck goiter.
I can't be controlled.
She's a looker.
She's a fun date. You know, when it's a truck stop-sponsored tournament, it's not classified as a PGA event. It's considered an STD event.
STD?
Okay, I got to run.
Okay, thanks,
Larry King. Ready? Okay, bye.
Thank you very much, Larry. Once again, Christy Lee at the news desk. What's happening?
Well, pepperoni is in the news today.
Good.
America's favorite pizza topping is in short supply thanks to surging demand during the pandemic. Small pizza shops across the country reported pepperoni prices increasing as much as 50% while the supply is diminishing. Despite the cost hikes, most restaurants are not increasing their prices yet. Matthew Hyland, chef and co-owner of Emily's in New York, said, quote, it's an American right to have pepperoni on pizza, if you like that.
Mm. Okay.
Price going way up, huh?
Mm-hmm. At least, yeah.
Top three ingredients on top of pizza.
Cheese,
of course, is understood.
Yes.
All right, so.
Okay, yeah. And we go from there. Cheese, tomato sauce, crust, pizza.
That's
now,
your basic.
Right, here we go. Pepperoni's number one.
Is that right?
Number two, sausage. Number three, mushroom.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, the pepperoni to me dominates too much.
I don't care for pepperoni either, Tom.
What, too much flavor for you two weirdos?
A little greasy.
Is that it?
No, I mean, I don't know what's in a pepperoni.
Have you or have you not
ever? I think pepperoni is mostly ground up pig anus and pepper.
No, don't ruin pepperoni.
That's right. There's the pepper and then you have the oni, which is Italian for pig anus.
Sure. Everyone knows that's true.
Stick him in the oni, you'll hear him say.
You get sausage and white onion and half a broccoli.
I know. And then you want broccoli. Yeah, no, you want asparagus shipped
in. No,
and then
France,
you always eat my pizza.
You eat broccoli on your pizza?
No, but Willie and I just went for pizza. What's that white cheese that Kelly gets?
Pepperoni and ricotta. That's the combo.
That's unbelievably
good. What's
that white cheese?
That
is the killer combo. You always end up eating mine. You get sausage and a bunch of greens.
All right, wait a minute. Christy?
No, wait a minute. Kelly gets all that. I just have to go along and eat it.
Christy? Sure.
Oh, really?
You're in love.
Nice. See, for me, it's sausage, mushroom, and that white cheese. That's the best.
Sausage, mushroom, ricotta.
Yeah.
Christy? sauce.
I like sausage and mushroom. That's it. I don't have a third.
You don't have a third? Like anchovies or anything?
No. No, 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 no. I like that spinach Alfredo pizza, too.
Okay, now we've talked to all the amateurs. Thank you very much for participating, Christy. Let's get serious now, Josh. Tell people how to eat a pizza.
All of it.
All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Jess, are you into fancy pizzas?
I am. I started making my own pizza dough during quarantine, so we've had a lot of pizza.
Well, of course you did.
And we've started putting them on the grill. So,
grill?
Yeah, yeah. Grill your pizza.
You can either do that with a stone or just throw it on there.
Oh.
Yeah, there's an attachment for my grill you put in the middle, and it keeps airflow.
Oh, cool.
The yeah.
Nice. Which is the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
We did pizza on the grill, which is like a cheap, like a oven pizza, and we got the top just right, perfect melty cheese, and we took it off, and the bottom was just crisp, burnt, terrible.
Yeah, I couldn't figure mine out either. The cardboard caught on fire, and the plastic all melted.
You know, they do put that in the instructions on the box. Take pizza out of the box. They put that on the back.
Josh, you and I have the pizza possessed.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan.
What is that?
It's a small little oven thing that spins.
Oh, that looks like a record player?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I have one of those.
I think it cooks them perfectly.
I have one of those, and I totally forgot I had it.
I have one, and I'm not a fan.
Oh, that's right. Christy didn't care for
it. No, it didn't really
work for
me. Well,
give yours to somebody else.
Now, can you also play vinyl records on it?
Something else I can give you, Pat.
Hey, Mel.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired. Okay.
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.